It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. Here to help you solve your marketing problems and grow your e-commerce business. Cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and advice from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast. I'm Chloe, the creator and host of this award-winning show, and it's my aim in every single episode to help you find ways to improve your e-commerce business. In today's episode, we're catching up with a fresh new business who've been around for about 12 months, but who've achieved some pretty good growth stats in that time. And we're going to be talking about both their plans for the future and how they've got as far as they have, decision-making processes, what they've chosen to do themselves, as well as where they found the ability to grow really rather fast. Before we get into all that though, please do check out the sponsors. This podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform for brands of all kinds and sizes. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out or you're part of a marketing team at a multinational brand, Klaviyo will give you everything you need to create memorable marketing moments, building customer relationships that keep shoppers coming back time and time again. Get started with a free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Join over 5,000 fast growth brands at Shipbob. Their international fulfillment network and best-in-class tech means that whether you store inventory in one or multiple Shipbob fulfillment locations, you have full visibility into the entire fulfillment process, plus access to data, reporting, and tools to manage your orders and inventory in real time, all from a single dashboard. Optimize your fulfillment strategy with Shipbob and get $500 in free shipping credits. Find out more at shipbob.com/masterplan. That's shipbob.com/masterplan. And now to introduce today's special guest. Tom Mucklow is the founder at Aurora Mornings, a D2C supplements company. Founded in 2020, they are already doing 1,000 to 2,000 orders per month. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chloe. Thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you here. And the weird thing for listeners listening at home is that Tom and I are probably less than 100 miles apart, which is highly unusual on my podcast. Usually we're like tens of thousands of miles apart. We're only about 100. It's crazy. Blowing my mind. Anyway, we're not here to talk about geography. Tom, we're here to talk about you and your e-commerce business. But how did you get into e-commerce?
A fairly unusual route. I mean, you mentioned earlier, my dad had a kind of a B2B tech business that sold a lot into kind of e-commerce businesses. I mean, people in the UK probably know it. Type your postcode in and your address pops up. So I was working in the film industry in London, and kind of I'd always worked with him kind of as like an intern, just dog's body as he was building the business when I was growing up. And just the opportunity came about to go to New York to help him launch a team in the States, and loved the film industry, but the money was pretty poor and I didn't really like see much of a future in it for me. So I ended up moving to New York and basically, yeah, just worked in the same business, selling to a lot of e-commerce businesses ranging from the tiniest little mom and pop stores on like WooCommerce and Shopify and Magento all the way through to Nike and eBay. And the whole range. So did that for a few years. He ended up selling it. I was there. There's a company bought us called GB Group, very, very nice. But I just kind of reached the kind of the end of my time there. Being in the US on a kind of a visa, there were my options were fairly limited. It was basically move back to the UK or start a business. And having worked with like a ton of e-commerce businesses like the Nikes, but also more importantly, probably the smaller little mom and pop stores. I just thought, this is cool and interesting. These people are working remotely or working with kind of a small team and basically building something from scratch, whether it is a simple like drop shipping store or someone like carving wooden products in their garage and selling them on a little like Shopify store, whatever it is. I thought that's kind of fun. It kind of suits me. I like the idea of being able to like work for myself and build something and kind of put my heart and soul into it and take what I've learned from like kind of a B2B sales angle and basically just kind of teach myself the rest. And so I jumped in the deep end about a year ago and launched Aurora It was actually about almost a year ago to the day that I kind of launched.
You say it's the road less traveled, but I'm surprised more people who start e-commerce businesses don't do that. Because it's like, you can work at an e-commerce business and see one side of it, or you can work supplier side and see multiple e-commerce businesses and actually have some quite in-depth conversations with them and find out what's going on. So I think it probably gave you a very good background in things to do and things probably not to do as well.
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's okay. I know we're kind of going to focus mainly on Aurora, but like having, I've also got a little agency and also a little like app on Shopify. And it just gives me such like a broad, like it's great learning. Like I just learn from all these businesses I interact with on a daily basis. Like obviously my own, I'm kind of teaching myself kind of through online courses and blogs and books and podcasts or what have you, but also just getting in the weeds with businesses every day, like not just my own, just trying to solve problems. It's immensely satisfying, just like solving business problems kind of through the medium of e-commerce. It's a lot of fun.
And as everyone knows, there's a never-ending list of problems to be solved when it comes to one's e-commerce business, however well you're doing. Tom, I mentioned, actually, let's clear the basics of Aurora, and then let's get into how you've managed to get to some quite large sales volumes in just your first 12 months. So where in the world is the business based, and where are you selling to?
So I was based in the US until about a month ago. So it's based there. I started in New York. I am fulfilling out of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Very nice.
I've never been there, but that's where my 3PL is. I'm currently based, as you mentioned, in the south coast of England. I'm flying to Portugal on Monday. I'm going to be there for a month. But I'm kind of footloose and fancy free. But yeah, so basically the business is technically founded in New York. It's all fulfilled out of Tennessee, and I'm wherever the wind takes me.
And are you selling just to the US, or are you
just
selling globally?
Just the US at the moment. I do have plans to bring it to the UK, but yeah, it's just kind of a cash flow thing. Like the US is enough of a beast on its own.
Yeah, there's plenty of people to buy the product in the US. I think you can probably at least double, if not treble, the business before you run out.
100%. I'm like, logically, it sounds like it makes sense for me to launch in the UK because I'm here. But I there's a whole lot of other hurdles I'll need to jump through or like jump over and like hoops to jump through and whatever. And I'm down with the bandwidth. And as you said, yeah, there's just so much more market to be going after in the US right now that if I don't need to jump the hurdles and climb through the hoops, and I'm not going to.
Well, I think one of the important things you have to do as you're growing any business is there are a plethora of opportunities in front of you. There's always something you could be doing.
Yeah.
And success lies in deciding what to actually do and what to say no to.
100%. Yeah, that's so important. I've always been like I'll do everything kind of guy. And that's definitely one thing I've learned over the last year is you can't do everything. As my old boss used to say, you can't boil the ocean. I think it's very true, but
good way to look at it.
It's true. You're gonna you've got to push everything through a filter. Does this make sense? Am I gonna get an immediate ROI, or does this make sense like long term, or am I just like spending a lot of time doing something which is just outside of my immediate core focus, which might sound logical or nice, but actually, if I boil it down to its essence, is probably a huge distraction.
And talking of huge distractions, you mentioned that you've already outsourced your logistics, so your warehousing and your pick, pack and dispatch. That's something I am forever frustrated by the number of startups I speak to who are still doing it themselves. So as someone who's seen the light, what led you, did you outsource that from absolute day one? And if so, why? And if you didn't do it from day one, what was the trigger that led you to outsource it?
So, I mean, I think it does depend business to business. Like if I had a premise or like some kind of like retail presence, I would probably think differently about it. But my aim always with this business was like to kind of create some kind of nomadic existence. But ultimately, I just didn't really want to be tied into anywhere. I was living in Manhattan or New York, in Brooklyn, actually, at the time. And everyone's very aware that no one's got any space. And I wasn't prepared to go rent like a garage or something to go spend every afternoon packing boxes and fulfilling them. There's far more important, like immediate kind of levers that I could be pulling to drive sales, as opposed to like spending half of my day packing boxes and taking them to the local USPS. So it was kind of a decision I made, I mean, right at the beginning, actually, like far before I even launched, was that I wasn't going to be doing fulfillment myself, and I was going to lean on a 3PL to do that for me.
And how did you go about picking your 3PL? Because I think that's certainly people who are starting off are like, I have no idea what I need.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. A lot of the terms, how their kind of contracts are structured is like pretty Byzantine and confusing, and like not the easiest thing to cut through. Like, you're looking at like some things are like per month, some things are per order, and then there's like, and then it's like the weights as well, the weight chart you get given, which is like 0 to 1 pound, and then like 1 pound to 20 pounds, and then like the different regions in the US, whether it's like continental, whether it's like, I forget the word for it, this continuous contingent, you know, whatever it is, but it's basically like North America, like the main states, and then like Alaska and Hawaii, and then like international. It's pretty confusing. So it was a fairly lengthy process to kind of go through. I looked at probably about 4 seriously, and settled with ShipBob.
Excellent. And I find, a lot of startups don't outsource it because they try and potentially rightly put a lot of brand effort into those boxes and those parcels to make it an experience when people arrive there. Is that something that because you've chosen to outsource, you're not worrying about, or is it something you've been able to build in despite the fact you've outsourced it?
Yeah, I mean, that was always the reason. The only other reason I'd probably like keep it in-house, at least to kind of start. But actually with ShipBob, I managed to do, it's not as kind of personalized an experience as I would have liked, but it's kind of like a happy medium, like a compromise that I'm pretty happy with, in which I worked with Pat Klein to basically make some really nice boxes, had some inserts, and I basically kitted them all out, or had ShipBob kit them all out. So yeah, I can kind of create that, hey, we're like shipping them ourselves with this like happy, fun brand, it's like doing like sending you a little like personalized note, etc. But managing to do that remotely.
Very nice. Okay, so we've just disappeared off into the world of 3PLs and shipping. Let's come back to what the actual product is, because we haven't talked about that yet. So what are you selling, sir?
So yeah, I launched this business with the idea of like trying to make everyone's mornings better. Like, everyone wakes up and are groggy and feeling like they don't want to go to work, or they want to like take the kids to school. They're just going to want to lie around and have a cup of coffee and whatnot. So the idea, I mean, I've always been a bit of a like, kind of, I fluctuate between like being a real morning person, being like, oh, like that, like I can't be bothered. So I've kind of for a number of years been like just experimenting, I suppose is probably the best way of calling it, with various like Ayurvedic medicine, kind of traditional Chinese medicine, and basically just like herbs, and various nootropics and adaptogens. This was basically kind of a concoction I'd been taking myself to kind of make me feel more energized in the morning, make me feel more awake. But I guess I drink a lot of coffee as it is, so it's kind of trying not to pack it full of caffeine and just kind of rely on other kind of herbs and minerals, basically just to create that like morning clarity without making me jittery and anxious and like sweaty, which is the opposite. So yeah, I basically was kind of playing around with that for a while, and then ended up bringing some professional help to, I'm not a herbalist by trade, to basically polish the formula. And yeah, I kind of, that was my thinking, is basically I was trying to build a brand around using kind of natural healthy ingredients to help everyone have a better morning, because like it's the beginning of your day. Like, you can be so productive if you get up and you're out and you're working, as opposed to kind of lying around feeling sorry for yourself. Like, there's hours you can be doing things you love. Like, you don't have to be working, you can be reading or like writing or like whatever it is, but just trying to like help people channel a bit of like morning focus, help them be more productive first thing in the morning, is kind of the aim behind the brand. So yeah, I launched one supplement, and have got a few other things in the pipeline.
Okay, cool. If we've got time, maybe we'll come back and talk about the things in the pipeline as well. Which platform did you choose to sell on? Are you a Shopify, Magento, or something else?
I'm a Shopify through. Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
So if you're on Shopify, there must be some widgets, plugins, possibly your own, that you are using.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a bit of a, the old plugins, widgets thing is a bit of a poison chalice. I think sometimes you can definitely over egg the pudding, as they say. I talked about, I've got a little agency myself and spent hours trying to speed up people's sites by removing the countless amounts of plugins people dump on their site. So I think it's very often like a less is more kind of trade-off. That being said, some of the most useful ones, I mean, like reviews are pretty killer. I mean, I've gone with Yotpo because I know the guys there pretty well. But there are plenty of other equally good platforms to use. Affiliate's been a fairly good channel for me, so I've been leaning on Refersion. Had a look at ShareASale a while back. What else? I just love the kind of linking. It's less like on-page type apps, but just being able to like link my Klaviyo, et cetera, in really neatly is super important. And then, yeah, I do have, as you mentioned, I do have a little pop-up upsell, cross-sell widget called Turtle. It's basically Turtle without the U. It's like a weird spelling.
I had to think about that for a second. Turtle without the U.
About the U or the E. Yeah, it's missing a vowel. But yeah, like as said, like I do love it. I love a well-placed widget for doing a specific job, but you need to be careful that you don't like hinder your site by just filling it with useless JavaScript that just like slows it to a snail's pace and no one can buy anything.
Yeah, so true. It's not quite a one in, one out policy, but constant revision of what's on there and what isn't. And you're obviously clearly building this business to be very, not easy to run, but very adaptable to run in terms of how it controls your time, so you can be anywhere in the world and so forth. Has that taken you as far as keeping it as a one-person business, or have you got quite a team around you?
This agency I kind of mentioned basically came out of me not wanting to hire. I mean, it's a bit. I was basically doing using freelancers and agencies, and then I just thought I could kind of just do this agency piece myself. So I teamed up with a friend to do that. So I kind of, my team is kind of my agency as well. So yeah, so no one's like full time in Aurora, but people like chip in and do bits. But yeah, ultimately it's pretty hands off. I mean, I do the Facebook ads myself. But yeah, as mentioned, like I'm growing it sustainably. I don't really want to, I'm 100% not looking for any funding or anything. I just basically kind of want to keep on continuing to grow it, but not grow it so that it breaks or that I need to like hire like a full team for it. I probably will bring in someone below me maybe to run it in like a year or two. But at the moment it's just kind of like ticking along and growing like at a nice little rate. But yeah, it's not, I have set it up to your point that I can kind of be hands off to a certain degree. And as mentioned, like ShipBob gives me that just saves me hours a day. But yeah, so things like that where I just don't have to get too involved. I can just deal with like customer issues and ordering product and ads.
Keep it nice and straightforward. So I guess the key things you've outsourced is the logistics and the day-to-day customer issues. So the simple bits.
Yeah, exactly.
Very nice. Okay, you touched on range expansion earlier and about that you're not building a supplements company, as I described at the beginning. You're building a brand that's about helping people have better mornings. So where are you planning on taking that with the expansion of the brand?
So what I'm looking to do is like more food type stuff. So breakfast specifically, the morning food, and then also So I'm building a range of breakfast bars, and then also I've been looking into doing like more like overnight oat type products as well. So that's a little bit further down the line. But yeah, I mean, I was always actually originally going to, like a while back, launch like a kind of an overnight oats. This was about 2 years ago. So that's kind of quite close to my heart. I do love breakfast. So, so yeah, I think that's what I would like to do. I'm looking to push these bars out probably towards the end of this year. And then other breakfast products down the line, and possibly some other supplements as well. Maybe some like morning kind of drinks, like a morning kind of tea blend or a morning kind of adaptogenic coffee blend, that kind of thing.
Excellent. Well, good luck with the bars launch. And as I'm someone who loves breakfast too, and I have to say, if I come down in the morning and open the fridge and realise I didn't create my overnight night oats the night before, you don't want to be in the kitchen. but anyway, that's a total tangent. So the question I have to ask you, because I'm sure we've got a lot of people listening going, wow, in 1 year, he's got it to well over 1,000 orders a month. You mentioned that you're running the Facebook ads. Has that been, and that you've got Klaviyo set up, are those your two key marketing methods, or what would you say is the reason you've successfully grown?
I kind of dabble, like Facebook marketing, I find like quite painful actually.
I think a lot of people do, but not many admit it.
Yeah, I put it politely. I mean, it's, yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm just like wasting my money and my time with it. But sometimes it works a treat. I think what's been the kind of the best lever for growth really has been, the one I've kind of enjoyed doing most, it's been more of a kind of a time. I was working with someone actually to help me like probably get it up, but like affiliate, I mentioned I was using Refersion. I've had quite a lot of success actually just getting, affiliates signed up, like typically like micro influencers, who just like kind of push the product in exchange for product and a commission. That's probably been biggest lever. And then yeah, a bit of Klaviyo, a bit of Facebook ads as well.
I'm so pleased you mention affiliates, because
it's a dirty word.
I've been, well, it is a dirty word, but it's with the world of kind of the micro influencer and the influencer and the opportunities, the technology of affiliates offers. I think it's for me, it's an untapped method that I would love to see more businesses starting to use, especially if you're, and sorry to the larger affiliate networks, is what I'm about to say is against you guys, but especially for the smaller retailer, creating an affiliate, software portal that you're in control of, that you're inviting people into, not somewhere where you're going and you're trying to pitch against Tesco or Walmart for someone's attention, is hugely, hugely powerful solution that should work for both partners and be hugely powerful for you.
Yeah, it's a funny one. And I do kind of, yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, it doesn't always work. And I'm not convinced, like, I mean, I like using Refersion to a certain degree, but I feel like there is, someone needs to go out and build like a better tool, because it does make a lot of sense for like brands to find their best customers and empower them to go tell all their friends and reward them. And it doesn't have to be like a commission. It could be like access to the special club or whatever it is. But just turning your best customers into basically like resellers, but in a kind of a friendly, nice way, without it feeling too salesy, is such a great way to market. I mean,
I would imagine with a product like yours, it's the sort of thing which, you know, we've all been in an office with the person who you just don't talk to for the first hour of the day, and then all of a sudden that person is in half an hour before you and is worth talking to, and then, you know, for the first hour of the day, and then they're then going to talk about it. They're going to evangelize about the product anyway. So why wouldn't you want to try and capture that and track it and reward them for it, so as they then do more of it? It's a kind of no-brainer strategy.
Totally. Yeah.
Okay, Tom. So one last question before we head towards the top tips, which is, what else have you got? So you've got range expansion coming. You're hating but playing around with Facebook ads and loving the bits and pieces you're doing with the affiliates. What else is in the pipeline for Aurora in the coming months?
Probably, I mean, yeah, I'm loosely looking at a bit of a site revamp as well. So yeah, I'm kind of playing around with a few different ideas. That's definitely on the roadmap. But we don't really have a time for that, but I suspect it'll be this year at some point. I'll probably get going the next month and we'll see, like probably October, I reckon we'll be launching early October.
e-commerce master plan is supported by some of the greatest companies in the e-commerce sector. Here's a reminder of who they are.
Success in 2021 means building stronger relationships with your customers. Last year saw a lot of consumers switching to buy online, leading to surges in new customer acquisition. So how are you planning on turning your new first-time buyers into profitable repeat customers? Well, that's what Klaviyo is for. Klaviyo helps businesses create memorable marketing moments through email, SMS, and personalized website experiences. And that is what creates repeat purchases. That's why Klaviyo, the ultimate e-commerce marketing platform, is used by over 50,000 e-commerce brands around the world. Get started with your free account today. Visit klaviyo.com/masterplan. That's klaviyo.com/masterplan. Are you struggling to keep up with growing order volumes, leading to mispicks and slow dispatch times? Save time, money, and headaches by outsourcing it all to the experts at ShipBob. ShipBob is a premium 3PL who partner with thousands of brands in a wide range of industries and have a 99.95% accuracy rate in fulfilling orders on time. Optimize your fulfillment strategy with ShipBob and get $500 in free shipping credits. Find out more at shipbob.com/masterplan.
It's time for the top tips round.
Okay, Tom, it's time for the top tips. And I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. So are you ready for these?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, the book top tip. If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, what book would you recommend?
So probably, I mean, the book that I think that had the most effect, I mean, just in life in general, in the last kind of year or two is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Just like the power of just doing something consistently every day, whether it's like learning a language or whatever. It's just like getting your mindset into the fact that like everything compounds, and just with everything with business, just do the same thing every day, do it slightly better, and eventually you'll end up with a really successful business. I think it's really kind of changed my mindset to being more like long-termist than just being like immediate gratification. It's kind of not really such a businessy book, but in terms of like what the book that's had the most effect on my outlook in the last year has certainly been that.
Excellent recommendation. Okay, the traffic top tip. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
Affiliate, I think, is the one we've talked about at kind of a great length. But yeah, it's, as mentioned, I think it's like people say it's got like a dirty word. So you tell someone you go to an affiliate conference, they like look down at you a little bit. But I've kind of enjoyed like working with people and kind of building my affiliate network. And it's always a real like, I love when you pay out the commissions, as weird as that sounds, but I'd rather that money goes towards someone like helping sell my product than bloody Mark Zuckerberg. I think that's my definitely the one I've been surprised by how impactful it's been for me.
Excellent. And a tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient from day to day?
Slack, but everyone knows that. But the one that, I mean, is people are using it, and I'm definitely seeing more and more people use it, but it is invaluable for like me and for my team, and for like, it just saves me hours, probably a day, is Loom. So like loom.com. But just doing like video recordings of like screens, whether it's like, hey, I want you to change my website and make it all look like this, or just like sending like I don't even use the screen recording, I just like record myself talking to them. But it just saves me having to often write like a long email, saves me having to like annotate screenshots and all that. You just point and like wave and tell people what you want doing. Loom's been amazing.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of that too. And it often saves a meeting.
Yeah,
which 100%. Especially if you've got people in different time zones and it's tricky, it just offers so much more clarity than and saves so much more time than trying to get everyone in the same place.
Yeah.
Cool. Big fan of that recommendation. Right. The last one is the growth top tip. If you met someone today who's focused on growing their e-commerce business from 100 orders per month to 1,000, what would be your number one tip for them?
I mean, I think kind of going back to like, going back to the Atomic Habits, I mean, it's less of like a growth tip and more of like a mindset tip. It's just like, don't expect to be there tomorrow. Like it's a marathon, not a sprint. Just like keep plugging away at it day in, day out and you'll get there. But just like expectation setting, both expectation setting and also you gotta set your mind to like you will get there eventually, but it won't be tomorrow. But also you need to set your mind, say that tomorrow I'm going to get up and do this thing a little bit better, so that in X amount of days I will have hit that 2000 run rate or whatever you're going for. So yeah, a bit of a, not really a growth tip, but more of like a mindset.
I like that, because I think the mindset of it is almost more important than the what you do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people would, you know, on the affiliates front, they try it with one influencer, it might not work, and give up on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's no, you learn from that one and then you do it again and then you do it again and you do it again. And that's how you get to 1,000, not by on week one trying influencers, the next week trying affiliates, the next week trying email. It's, you have to get that compound going.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, and to that point, yeah, focus probably like, it leads on to that, focus on one channel, get that channel working, focus on the second channel. Don't focus on 10 channels to start.
No, you'll drive yourself insane if nothing else. Okay, Tom, before we say goodbye, could you let the listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media, please?
Yeah, so auroramornings.com, @aurora_mornings, @aurora_mornings on Instagram. I think we're @aurora_mornings on Facebook. We don't really use TikTok. I do use it. So that's it for Aurora.
Okay, cool. And then we've quickly mentioned in passing both your agency and your Turtle app without the U. Let's let everyone know a little bit more about, let's start with the agency. Just let people know a little bit more about it, please.
Cool. Yeah. So me and my business partner set up basically what we're trying to do is Shopify design, development, product admin, and customer support, but on a very ad hoc basis. No commitments, no retainers. You pay for like whatever you use. So if a job takes 20 minutes, that's all we charge you for. But that's Superco. And you're kind of based in the UK, US, but a team, kind of a couple of people in each. Superco.io is the website for that. Ping me on here or wherever if you want to chat. And then Turtle is an upsell cross-sell app that I bought from some French dudes at the beginning of the year. It's a little Shopify app that helps you like upsell stuff. So if, for example, you're selling a phone on Shopify, like you add to cart and then a pop-up will say, do you want to buy a phone case with that? It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward, but I mean, some of the people using it get insane ROIs on it, because it is obviously, you just pay the Shopify subscription, we don't take a cut. Those are my other two businesses, and yeah, happy to chat about any of those, if anyone, and Aurora as well, if anyone wants to follow up with me after the call, you can reach me at tom@oatsanddreams.com is my weird business name, but yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for the offer to talk to the listeners, because I know from previous guests you may well get a few messages coming in with some questions.
That's totally cool. Yeah, I'm always up to chat.
Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. It's been a joy chatting with you, and I wish you all the best with the plans for the coming year.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
Great to talk to Tom there, and he does make starting a new business seem so simple and straightforward, and getting that growth rate really rather impressive. But I guess the reason he makes it sound so simple is because he's so focused at spending his time on the things that matter and drilling down on the areas that are working for him and making them work and finding the smart ways to do it. So a really, really interesting perspective there. To get your hands on the notes from today's show, including top tips and links to what we've mentioned, head over to ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast. There you can also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. If you liked this episode, then make sure you check out all our startup episodes, because we've covered a lot of startups over the years, and we've been most recently talking to Luke Carthy from Afro Drops about his startup story this year, and UXB Skincare we followed in 2020. So you'll find all of those if you scroll up and down your list. Just look for Afro Drops or UXB. Or if you go to ecommercemasterplan.com/startup, you will find a list of all our interviews with startups over the years. And if you are interested in finding out more about affiliates, then on our sister podcast, Keep Optimizing, we recently did a whole month, so a whole 4 episodes exploring different ways of using affiliate marketing in your business. So do take a look at that. Thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. And as you probably know by now, or maybe you don't, if this is the first time you're tuning in. If you are, thank you very much. I bring you a new interview every week because I want to inspire and help as many e-commerce business owners as possible to succeed and thrive with their businesses, whatever that means. So please do tell the other e-commerce business owners you know, because I would love to help them too. I hope you have a brilliant week, and don't forget to keep optimizing.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com/podcast.